Horror Stories Podcast. Ahoy and avast, ye mateys! Arr, I be the Dread Crap Mariner, Buccaneer of the 100 Word Stories Podcast. It be talk like a pirate day, so I've taken out my crew for Slurpees. We like the grape ones the best. And then we board this sinking vessel and make it our plunder. But instead of finding treasure and gold, we find an inbox full of 100 Word Stories about pirates. We were going to toss the tapes overboard, but instead we just will share them with you, and then burn the ship, and then keelhaul it or something, I don't know. So first up, it looks like the dread vicious pirate TJ of the Great Ocean of North Dakota. Yarr!
Hi, this is TJ. My 100-word story is dedicated to past grandparents and cats, both under the weather and under the couch. I hope everyone finds a hug this week. And this is Forensic Accounting. My investigation into the financial disaster of 2008 had turned up a lot of dead ends. Wreckage doesn't begin to describe it. Forensic accounting is just words when entire trading floors lie smoldering in ruins. Hostile takeovers left smaller investors at sea trying to stay afloat. I caught a lead in a darkened boardroom where the hollow-eyed shell of a CEO cowered under a table. Hat! He breathed. We're not wearing enough hats. That and an unexploded portfolio, I knew my quarry. Such is the reign of terror left in the wake of the Crimson Permanent Assurance. Yo, ho, ho.
To charter an accountant and sail the wide accountancy, to find, explore the funds offshore and skirt the shoals of bankruptcy. It can be manly insurance. We'll up your premiums semi-annually. It's all tax deductible, we're fairly incorruptible. We're sailing on the wide accountancy.
Thank you, TJ. Did you think that I was going to keep that voice up all podcast long? Oh, no. No. Not happening. A little bit of iced tea grog for Talk Like a Pirate Day, September 19th. Yeah, we got this topic out for a while, and we're going to have some quality stories this week. I don't think we have quantity. I mean, it's not like we have 100 people sending in stories anymore, but that's okay. The folks have like, hey, I tried it. Oh, my God, they're making me look awful. And now the tough ones survive, just like the high seas, all right? That's how it works. That's how pirates work. I know this. I know pirates. This is what they do. Let's see who's next. Free Read. Ooh. Let's see what Free Read's got. Oh yeah. I just wanted to say that. I actually don't know what she has. Let's go ahead and just play this.
Captain Squeak Sears was missing half his right middle finger. He'd sneak behind a sailor, jab the stump hard between their ribs, and growl, "Arg, there's no swimming back." Every 6 months, the Onyx would put sail to home. From deck, Squeaks could see his four-story clabbered monstrosity looming over New Bedford Harbor. He'd stomp into the sitting room shouting, "Abigail! Abby!" And out would run the fulsome Abby and her scrawny sister Fern. After supping, drinking, smoking, slobbering, snoring, swearing, he'd steer to the vast billowy ocean of their marriage bed and plow through the waves of his plump wife's flesh. Then in the wee hours, he'd sneak up the old stairway to enjoy the scrawny sister while teetering back down to his wife. Damn that stair! And that's how Squeak got his name.
Ah, yes. You need to make sure your starboards are all nailed down, otherwise you will get caught. Thank you, Free Read. Let's see who's next here. It's Tom. I'm glad that Tom is back, aren't you? Yeah. This is a treat. This is like Blood Ties and Twilight and all those vampire films all wrapped into one, and you can just go, squee, I'm heading to Forks. Or not. I was supposed to go up there this year. Now, well, you know where the travel budget is gone. To the vet. But he's going to be okay. It's just going to take him time. I'm not obsessing on him or anything. I would feel a lot better if you were sitting in the towel in the cage and sitting there. I may go into the closet and pick him up and put him in there so that... Or maybe not. I don't know. I don't know what to do for him. It says these are the difficult weeks that you got to get him some food in him, make sure he's drinking water. I'm probably going to go to the pet store during my walks and pick up some of the kitten Pedialyte stuff so that at least he drinks that and gets nutrition. So...
Hello, Night People. Tom here with some challenge updates. Many changing positions in the second half of the top 20 contributors. Andrew Ian Dodge has dropped to the 13th position with 44 stories. Zach Mann passed him last week with 45 stories. 10 behind Jeffrey from Great Heights. Steve and Steve are tied at 40 stories apiece at the 14th position. Elmo Schumann is tied with Daphne at 31 stories in the 18th position. Jay Rasmus is 4 stories behind Houston Key, who holds the 16th position with 36 stories. Rounding out the top 20, we have DJ with 30 stories, one ahead of Terrence from Never Was. Tonight's story is called R. Welcome to Pirates as a Second Language. I'm your instructor, R.L. Stevenson. I know many of ye are new to Belize, and hope immersing yourself in our colorful and reductive language will speed your assimilation into our hyper-profiteering culture. Remember, Rome wasn't sacked in a day. A little pirate humor. Let's begin with pirate epistemology. Y-I-R, C-I-R, B-I-R, Y-U-R, R-U-B, W-E-B-R. Now for a bit of rancorous but common pirate exchange. I-C-T, we-C-U-P. Remember, R can be used as a verb, possessive, and agreement. R.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you for setting that straight. It's very important that pirates use good diction and good grammar, and it's bad when they speak the language and not just mangle it, but absolutely obliterate it. I mean, we don't want any pirate ebonics to be taking over our pirate schools. Next up is Zach Mann. That's right, he's moving up in the ranks, and yar, he's climbing the rigging? I think it's rigging. The rigging is the stuff on the ship that you climb up to get to the crow's nest, and you're up there, and it's like, oh, man, am I... Bleh. Then all the barf can get all over the poop deck. Why don't they call it the barf deck? Anyway, here's Zach Mann with his story.
Welcome to our ship, the Woebegone. Have some of that there hot dish and lefse. We are here to make the big bucks, Yasher, you betcha. If you live, becoming rich as a troll is pretty much a done deal then. Say, that captain doesn't talk like a pirate. He sounds more keeler than keel hall. Sure. The captain comes from a long line of pirates who have been raiding these waters since Leif Erikson discovered the New World. The captain and most of the crew are from Minnesota, don't you know? That is, except TJ.
Yar, where the women are strong, the men are handsome, and the children, yar, they're all above average, yar. There are a lot of R's in that phrase that Garrison Killier uses. Thank you, Sackman. And make sure that I use those R's correctly, as per Tom's story. Next up is Steven the Nuclear Man, or Steven the Nuclear Pirate, as we call him on Talk Like a Pirate Day. Let's find out what Steven has for us up his sleeve, unless it's a peg arm or a hook, eye patch, nose, nostril patch. I never really got into pirates. I never got into pirates until I grew up, and then it's like, okay, you're older. You can't really do much with that, and it's kind of silly, really. Isn't this all silly? Okay. Here's Steven.
The first defendant wore a "Home taping is killing the music industry" shirt. "Plea?" I asked. "Not guilty! Information wants to be free!" "Innocent by reason of insanity," I said. "Ideological idiots. Next!" The man had candles in his black beard. "Yarr! Me letter of mark from the Queen here says..." "Dry him out in the drunk tank. He reeks of rum. Next!" The third defendant wore a suit and tie. "I don't understand. I just ran the subprime CDO desk at an investment bank." I leapt up. "Hang him. Hang him by the neck until he's dead, dead, dead." And if the end of the story doesn't make any sense to you, check out the link in the show notes. It goes to a ProPublica story that talks a lot about how the financial crisis got a lot worse, and a lot worse than it had to, because of some people doing some shady but legal things. Why doesn't the RIAA go after those people? Hey.
Now remember, it's the RIAA today. Thank you, Stephen. And another resource to look for, Planet Money Podcasts. They've been covering this pretty well. They've also had some fun with toxic assets and other things. And This American Life has been bringing those folks in. And there are a few more. If you look around iTunes, you will find them. Planet Money is once a week, anywhere between 30 and 50 minutes. Is Robert Krulwich a part of that one? Or is that one the other one? I can't remember. It's hard to remember who's which. You can't tell the players without a scorecard. But we have a scorecard here, and that's the voting. Yeah, we haven't been getting much voting as of late on this site, which means we get some very unusual results, which, with these being unusual stories, can you blame them? Thank you, Stephen. Next up is Abigail. She's back. She's returned. And she's been playing tennis? Okay. That's the tennis is the sport of kings. You know, everything is the sport of kings. Even having kings, actually having kings run around a track, is not the sport of kings. I'm not too sure whose sport it is. But here is Abigail.
When I first started playing tennis with him, I wasn't so bad. The trick, they say, is to get out of your head. I did. He had beautiful tanned calves, and his socks were pristine white. I plotted. Later we played in earnest, never actually keeping score, but sometimes we'd paste a bullet or body shot. I like playing rough with him. But then he sliced. The back spin and warp on the ball pissed me off. I hit it. Arg! Arg? Pirate tennis? He laughed, slicing again. I tried to slice back, hard. The bruise lasted for weeks. Love hurts.
Love does hurt. I agree with you, Abigail, especially on Talk Like a Pirate Day, because who knows if they'll be taking off their cutlass before, well, that magic moment. Thank you, Abigail. Next up is Norval Joe. Yar, the great Norval Joe. He's just the great Norval Joe of the Flying Island. Oh, we got ourselves a giant flying pirate island, and we go from town to town raiding them and getting all their magazines because we can't get subscriptions delivered to here. Yar. Can't really get good Wi-Fi either. Stealing their Wi-Fi. Buckets of it. I really can't get into this holiday. I'm sorry. I'm just... Here's Norval Joe.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 230 with a prompt of Drabble Like a Pirate. Here's my story.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order?
Yes, I would like a 10-piece, number 10, with a medium Sprite.
Would you like a Coke and barbecue sauce with those nuggets?
No, I would like a Sprite and hot mustard sauce. Can I have three?
We only give two sauces with the 10-piece. A third will cost you 2 bits.
Fine.
Would you like 2 hot apple pies for $1?
No, that's all, thanks. And, by the way, where's the regular staff that works here?
Arr, they be sleeping in Davy Jones' locker, the scurvy dogs.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norval Joe. That kind of explains why I don't go to McDonald's anymore. It's not the awful food. It's not the dangerous ingredients that they use. It's not the environmental disaster that is McDonald's. No, it's, sadly, it's their employment of pirates. Yeah, it's okay if you employ the elderly. It's okay if you use teenage labor as long as you're teaching them something, which really you aren't when you're just showing them to push a button and they can barely read. But hiring pirates, that's a rather unsavory lot. Plus their fries will give you a heart attack. Have you seen the amount of sodium that goes in a Big Mac? Yeah. And how do you think I've lost all this weight? Although, I'm going to give you an update. All right, this week has been a little difficult. So, I'm treading water. And Talk Like a Pirate Day. So I'm at around 203, even though I've hit 200 and 201 here and there. And after the podcast last week, after I went walking, and I came back and I drank water, and I stepped on the scale, 200. So I hit it. I hit the goal. I hit the first goal. I just need to get through. And that takes time. And this week, Tuesday, I took off. I did not do a walk. I've been taking a little light. I've been giving myself a little bit of chance to relax, and sure enough, my body has thanked me by everything hurting. So, and when I get nervous and stressed, I eat. And I've been doing my best to make sure that I eat things that are at least healthy. Of course, I need to go and get some oranges, some other fruits, and be good about that. Because if I stress and I eat stuff that's unhealthy, that doesn't help. And the worst part is I got 3 of those, you know, new Marie Callender things where you put them in the microwave, you pour the sauce on them. Anything with sauce is going to immediately be suspect. Because, you know, sauce is like, sugar, high fructose corn syrup. And they want to change high fructose corn syrup to corn sugar. Fructose, the ultimate evil. God. But I can only make decisions for me, and I will make decisions for me, and I will try to make the best ones I can. And when I screw up, I will forgive myself. Oh, speaking of forgiving, Day of Atonement. So let's see. All those of you that I have done wrong this year by getting your URLs wrong, by forgetting to put your stories in, by failing to check the spam trap, by not personally writing you and saying, where's your story? Or holding you by the hand and say, ooh, you got to do one. Screw you. I have nothing to atone for. I've done nothing wrong, and I don't need to be forgiven. So I am the perfect soul, and I'm written in the book of life. Because the first thing that you need to do, of course, is admit your problems. But more important than that is, if you have no problems, get in the fast lane. Don't clog up the line for everybody else seeking atonement. Get out of the way. You know, you're clear. Stamp the hand. Pass them through. So, all right. I babbled enough, trying to avoid the inevitable. And that is something I should be seeking atonement for, and that is Planet Z.
Susie brought her pet rabbit to show and tell. Abdul brought a beautifully painted flower pot. Billy brought a pirate. Sure, he was just a homeless drunk in a pirate costume, but he growled and slurred and waved his plastic cutlass like a real pirate. Later, the principal asked the teacher why she let the bum into the room in the first place. She thought it was his grandfather or an actor he hired and tried to laugh about it. Taking off his eye patch was somewhat educational about disabilities, right? Yes, but taking off his pants and crapping in the flower pot wasn't.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories for Talk Like a Pirate Day. Now, if you had a hard time understanding all of that, the text for each story is available in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Also, there's a poll on that site where you can choose your favorites or make all the others walk the plank. That will determine who picks the topic next week. Oh, and there's links to people's sites so you can learn more about them or learn about the collapse of the financial industry. Maybe send flowers to them. Follow them home at night, and beat them with a stick. Music in the background was by Guy David. You can find his music at guydavid.com in case you need music for your podcast. Please keep in mind that 100 Word Stories on Twitter is for this podcast, even though I'm pretty lazy about acknowledging when I receive stories. I need to get better about that, I know. And I probably should have sent in the pirate stories to 365 Compassion, but I'm not feeling terribly compassionate for anybody who isn't a small black kitty cat who has a little trouble walking right now. The next topic is going to be stand. Because the person who won last week didn't send in a topic or a story for that matter. That's okay. There's always plenty of topics. We will never run out. As long as there are ideas and dreams and ideas and dreams about ideas and ideas about dreams. If you don't like this podcast very much and would rather have your stories featured elsewhere, you can send them to Merciless Storytellers, Flying Island Press, or the Drabblecast, so they'll get rejected, and you'll be told to post them on the Dribblecast, so they're produced by someone who isn't a Parsec Award-winning podcaster. That's right, podcast award in speculative fiction. That Norm Sherman, that uppity young upstart. It's about who you know, I guess. Grrr. Actually, I don't feel much envy, because that actually takes effort. And I have a day job, and that day job makes me do horrible things. But it pays me. And insurance, that's good, too. Thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief. Closing.